Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, how's it going?
Good, Hugh. How are you feeling?
Oh, pretty good. I heard you're going on a vacation soon.
Yeah, I heard you just got back from one. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. It's always good to refresh the batteries. And even if you're like in a work holiday, which I'm not, but even if you're on a work holiday, it's just good to, like, different environment, different people. It's always good to have, you know, I'm like a big fan of even walking on the other side of the street, you know, just to mix it up. You know what I mean? So, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Awesome. Where are you headed?
I'm going to the Indian Ocean, and I'm going to get on a boat, and we're going to try and hunt down some waves for a couple weeks. So looking forward to that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, today's question is, it comes from one of your readers, I guess. This guy's been attempting to trade for a couple of years now. It's been a roller coaster up and down. He wants some help, but his biggest thing is that he's not consistent. He really wants to be a trader, and he's not just there for the money. He loves to trade. So what's his next step?
Yeah, interesting. They're like, you can peel this like an onion, this question. It's really got multiple layers. So, okay. So the most likely thing with consistency problems is that most traders are switching systems, and that's why they're not consistent. So they haven't settled on one. And that can usually be alleviated by backtesting and doing your testing. And as you know, and I know as you do, Hugh, you when you look at a system, you really dive into the testing of it to make sure that it fits kind of the expectancy that you would want out of a trading system for the equity curve, the number of trades, and all that sort of thing. So, and not, you know, and also, you know, does it fit your lifestyle? Some people can't trade the 1 hour charts. They have jobs and things like that. So they're probably better off sticking to the 4 hour, the daily, or the weekly chart. So that's the first thing is really zeroing in on one that you really like. And to get that confidence up, backtesting is the key. So that's the most likely thing. Now, there are other issues that are related to consistency, and they're often related to the exit. So what will typically happen is a trader tests – let's say that a trader goes through and does test it and gets good numbers. Then what they start doing is they get a few losers and they say, wow, that missed my profit target by 10 pips. If I only had taken profit a little bit earlier, that trade would have been a winner instead of break even, or it would have been a winner instead of a loser. Well, this is a dangerous slippery slope, as you know, because what happens is you're slowly shifting the math that was before was in your favor, and you really had a low likelihood of blowing up your account. Now you have a really high likelihood of blowing up your account, because what's happening is you're actually, you know, and I've seen this happen where you had maybe less than 1% of ruining your account with a certain trading system. And as you start to take profit a little bit earlier, because that shifts the reward to risk ratio, now you might have like a 29% chance of blowing up your account just by doing that. So that's another thing that can really eat at you, and that will show up in the equity curve. And the last thing I want to touch on, like I said, there's multiple layers to this question. He says, I really want to be a trader because I like trading and I'm not just here for the money. Now, that's fine. However, I will say that if you're convinced that trading is for you, but you don't really want to make money doing it, or it's not that important, then the chances are you may not make money doing it. You know, I mean, it's kind of those things like, you be careful what you wish for. And, you know, and Ed Sequoia talked about this in the Market Wizards book. Everyone gets what they want out of the market. Some people want to have stories to tell about, oh, I had this great trade and then it went against me and I lost all this money. You know, these sorts of things are subconscious, so we're not really aware of what's going on. But sometimes you really have to make sure that you understand what you're after. Why are you trading? Is it to get free time? So you want to have free time to enjoy your life, and so you want to have the money coming in while you're sleeping, for example. Maybe the London market is cashing out your profit targets, so you have more time to enjoy life. Or is it that, you know, you find yourself always telling these war stories about trading? And if that's the case, it may not be the money that you're after. It may not be the freedom. It may be that it just gives you sort of a way to tell stories with people and connect with others and bring you down to their level. If, let's say, they have a job and you're supposed to be this big wig trader, but you're not really making any money. So I would definitely take a hard look at your you know, your subconscious. And there are many ways to do that. We can't probably have to get into that in a different, you know, episode. But basically, a couple of issues here. Back test to get your confidence up, right? Make sure you're aware of how your expectancy and your risk of ruin changes when you modify your exits and change your exits. And then also, finally, be aware that there are subconscious things that are affecting all of us, you, I, everyone else listening to this. And we have to at least recognize that these things are below our awareness, by definition, subconscious, below our awareness, and they are driving us to do the things we do. So if we keep making the same mistakes in trading, that's a red flag that it's probably a subconscious process that's responsible for that. So that's basically my take on it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I totally agree. And it is kind of funny that this phrase comes in at the end of his little paragraph here. And I kind of find that to be true in conversation and emails and everything. They'll just throw that little thing in at the end. Oh, I'm not here for the money. And then you're like, then what are you doing this for? You know, I mean, it's fun and all, but you have to make some money doing this. And I think that's a really big subconscious tell that I used to do too. So that's why I'm picking up on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, you picked up on it right away, and it's so true. It's one of those things where, you know, of like you say, of this paragraph, this question, that's the key phrase right there, that could be the reason why this trader's inconsistent, is because he's got this subconscious thing, and it's kind of bubbling up there in the last line. So yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Well, thanks, Walter. Appreciate it.
See you next time.
Yep.